You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
I just said was really offensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. We're playing Eclipse Phase again.
Hooray!
Really?
Hooray!
I'm so excited.
And you just can't
hide it. I'm so scared.
Will is so excited, his boner is sticking straight through the table.
Yeah.
Bomber.
You know, when you said we're
bomber.
Playing EP today, I thought you meant electronic potatoes.
It's funny you mention that, because that is going to be a component in tonight's game.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
All right, we are playing Self-Discovery Game 2.
Sorry.
This one is called Showdown at the AI Corral.
I get it.
Who did what?
You're right.
So, when we last left off, you guys more or less rescued Proxy Steel, who was being attacked by members of the Prometheus Syndicate, including... favorite guy, Blake Diaz.
Oh, we can zero G.
He is our favorite guy.
I'm still loving him.
Yes. You managed to save him, but not before the Prometheus Syndicate infected his servers with the Exurgent virus. I just blanked for a second. And he was forced to download a fork of himself into a morph that he had on hand, but he was not able to get all of his brain into it because of the virus. And is missing some critical information. Luckily for you, he has backups nearby. It's a ship, not too far away. That's where you guys are heading, after you make a brief detour to Mars to pick up the new Elise.
Yep.
Who got infected with the Exurgent virus and started killing people.
Oh, so you guys didn't have another game?
No.
No.
We didn't play that.
Lucky for him, he anticipated that we would fuck it up.
Yes, and there is a healing vat on board the ship. Ryan, how much... So how much damage do you all have?
James,
you're healed up. You've got a new body.
I'm going in the healing vat, because I have an arm off.
No, it's dangling.
Oh, that's right. It's just hanging.
Thank you. Didn't I reattach his arm?
Yeah.
You attached my arm, but it's still...
It doesn't work.
Yeah. I have two wounds.
It's kind of duct taped on.
I have two wounds and 21 damage.
Okay, you're going to have to spend the whole ride back to Mars in the healing
vat. He's got an arm off.
But you can heal yourself up.
All right, fantastic.
Is anyone else damaged?
No.
No, sir.
I just ask that you don't punch me after I get out of the vat.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
My only contribution to last game was
you
screaming
in control of you. It was a very important job.
All right. So, you guys, is there anything you'd like to do on the 12-hour ride back to Mars?
Get rid of my stress.
Okay, make a psychology check for your muse.
I'll do that, too.
Ryan, you can do that, too, because you can do that while you're in the
I don't have any stress.
Well, then, don't bother.
I was just involved in a badass firefight.
14 out of something. That's good. 14 out of 60, I think.
Or I stood my ground against...
How much stress did you have?
Two.
Oh, you can have that back.
I stood my ground against a man with a shock baton, 22. Firing bullets in
the head. 60.
And how much stress do you have?
Well, dodging eight. Fragmentation mm-hmm. grenades.
Oh, and a high explosive
all right, well,
grenade.
You can that should get rid of your trauma.
All I did was take Muffos down with extreme prejudice.
Yeah, that's true.
If you do that every week.
Every trauma is gone, which
have
back
blink,
up.
Blink. So, yeah, you don't have
speed.
A balance anymore.
And my damage can heal, right, so it's only three.
Well, when I asked if anyone had damage, you should have said yes.
I said I have three damage. I said yes.
Oh, crap.
No, you didn't.
I did.
So did anyone else hear Will say he had damage?
No.
I did.
You're just saying that because you think it's cute.
It's true.
Three damage you can heal without going to a healing bed, yeah. You slap some nano bandages on yourself.
A Band-Aid.
Can I slap some nano badges on him?
No, you're in a healing vat.
Oh.
Can I slap him personally?
Right
no,
there.
You're not there. You're
no,
being
I mean,
reborn.
I can I physically get up and just slap him?
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, sure. I remember at the end of last game, I'm like, I'm going to go heal Will. Why are you healing Will? He barely has any damage. Ryan's arm is hanging off.
All right. So while you guys are heading back to Mars, Elise, you are reinstantiated into your new body.
Elise is infected.
Before they downloaded they loaded you up into a waiting room area, and you were able to purchase some upgrades for your skin.
Yes.
Roll the die.
Meat sack.
Can I be there? I'll beta fork myself and send myself over to explain to Elise what happened.
No, wait a second. There is... I don't remember if it's good or bad to tell someone how they died.
Well, yeah. Don't tell me how I died. Just let
well,
me know that.
I'm not gonna be like, oh shit, you were infected by the insurgent virus. Well, you tried to fucking kill us all.
Don't remember, you get stress either for not knowing or knowing.
Let me tell you a story.
I think it's for knowing.
For knowing.
This is about.
Sometimes they make you make the idea check to see if you remember.
This is about a completely fictional character named Schmelise.
Schmelise.
Well, no, you have to roll.
Schmelise Hernandez.
She was infected with the Schmick surgeon virus.
James, give me a will times three check because you do have to make a continuity.
It does have a happy ending.
29 out of 60. Wait, okay. No, wait. Will times three. 29 out of 45.
Okay, so you don't take any stress. So you wake up and you know something bad happened to you because
why are you here?
Yeah, because you shouldn't be getting downloaded like this.
No.
That only happens if something bad happens.
Letting the days go by.
Downloading to you more.
And Schmelise went around trying to draw smiles on all of her friends.
With rocks. Pointed rocks.
With grenades. Smiling grenades.
Grenades of happiness.
Grenades of happiness. Happiness grenades.
You look down.
Flowers.
Flowers and rainbows.
And shrapnel.
Not shrapnel.
Rainbow.
Stars.
Yes.
1 second.
Oh, one of the stars is lodged in my aorta.
But aren't you happy about it?
Yes! I'm also bleeding to death.
No, it's not blood.
It's happy
it's
juice.
It's joyful juice.
Joy juice.
Your joy juice is being shared with the universe.
I'm sharing so much joy juice that I'm getting lightheaded.
Isn't it a delightful feeling?
Yes!
He'd just be like singing
it's in here somewhere, but I can't find it. So, yeah.
Knowing how would cause stress.
Yeah.
Not knowing would be like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of normal.
Okay, yeah. So,
figuring like,
I'll find
that
out for next time. But you do still have a gap. You know, you did die. Something bad.
Like, oh, my clock says 3 o'clock, but it's actually 7 o'clock.
And I'm also in a re-sleeving room.
Right. Yeah. Well, you never re-sleeved in sort of an infomorph waiting room. So, Ryan, you want to be in that infomorph waiting room?
Yeah, I'll.
All right. Lucas is sitting there.
Please.
Right. Hey. What?
Great to have you back with us.
Okay. Great to have me back. Those aren't good sounds.
Where did I go?
Listen, I don't want to upset you, but we got involved in some heavy shit, and you didn't make it.
Oh, did we win?
Yeah,
not
we.
Yet, sir.
We're on the way. We took down the grosses.
Okay, as long as.
Anyway, yeah. Me and the rest of the gang are on our way back to Mars. We're going to pick you up in a few hours. I just wanted to be here to let you know that, you know, we're coming for you. So take a few minutes, you know, pick out some new gear.
Sounds like I'm going to need it.
This is a kinder, gentler Lucas.
Oh, no, not knowing if or how you died gives you +2 stress.
Okay. I
knew it was in here. So you know you died. Not knowing how you died is going to give you stress.
Do you want to ask me?
How you died, then it doesn't that you stress?
I guess it's sort of
disturbing. If it's disturbing enough, I guess.
It's sort of cathartic. You know what happened to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I mean, it's not affecting you. You're here right now.
All right.
So,
but he should learn from his mistakes.
So I mean, think about the hangover. If you wake up one day and just have, you know...
I base all of my role-playing decisions on the movie
If you were to wake up one morning and have no recollection of the previous day at all, it would be stressful to you, because you wouldn't
Indeed.
Know what happened or what you did.
Yeah, right. But then if you were to find out that Zach Galifianakis roofied you, that would also be disturbing.
Hey,
I love this part right here.
Ow! Alright. So, do you want to tell James?
Well, I'm going to leave that up to him.
Guys, come on.
Sorry, but I just got hurt. It's hysterical.
In the elbow.
Was it your funny bone? Your cheek? No, that was bad. I'm
James,
sorry.
You're not resleeping.
I'll go home. I'll walk.
Good.
When did things take a turn for the worse? Which bastard brought me down, so I know who to go after next?
Well, we made contact with Proxy Steel's station. You went to go examine one of the servers that Blake Diaz had been tampering with to find out what he had done.
And let me guess, some asshole shot me in the back, right?
No, you were...
wrong.
You guessed.
You were infected by the Exurgent virus. And you tried to kill all of us.
I didn't succeed, did I?
No.
Okay, good.
Got me pretty good. Right, my arm was not doing too well, but... It was the doc that took him down, right?
No.
Who was it?
It was you.
Was it me?
No, I mean, Ryan.
Yeah.
It was Meyer.
Meyer got a good shot.
I got the kill shot, I think.
Was it me?
But don't worry.
Any shot.
This isn't going to be a disturbing thing to tell somebody. Don't worry, Elise. I put you down. I put you down before you hurt anyone.
You didn't suffer.
as long as I didn't severely hurt anybody.
All right,
I guess
James,
that's okay.
Give me another stress test. Will times three.
Ah!
Three wills.
I wish there were three wills.
I don't.
I would torture John.
99's
so
good, right?
Oh. Oh.
All right, so that's going to be 1d10. Oh, you're lucky. Take four.
Four stress?
Yeah. Because you feel really bad that you were, you know, trying to murder your friends.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens.
Sometimes after some drunken benders.
I hate how they don't have the stress test thing, the stress level thing out here. It's okay. Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you feel pretty bad about that.
Yeah. Do I go, like, depressant and get all, like, mopey?
What's your trauma threshold?
That.
Your TT?
TT. Six.
All right. So, no, you don't get a trauma.
Okay.
So, it's not going to affect you. But, yeah, you feel pretty bad. But we're trying to murder the only people who like you.
I'll try to kill my friends.
Maybe I'll roam around where they receive me and I'll buy gifts for them. For when they get back, I have gifts. I don't know what any of them would like, but I will go and get them some.
Candy?
Candy?
There's no stress of hurting Ed.
All right, so you receive. That means give me an integration check.
That's
Psalm times three plus 30. Because you're...
This in the is same more.
Please, Derek's pile drive me.
Nine.
All right.
Not really.
It's your skin. It doesn't feel weird at all.
It feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Still go crashing into a door.
All right, so you've got a few hours to kill. Are you going to go buy some candy?
I think I'll buy everybody candy with cards saying, sorry, I tried to murder you. I'm pretty sure they have them in a Hallmark or something.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
They have everything.
He makes a jib jab.
Sorry about that Exurgent virus.
I tried to murder you while my brain was being rewritten by the Exurgent virus. It's a puppy hole.
Alex, can I have my Beta Fork make a kinesics check to see that he's disturbed by this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The minus 10, I think, because it's a Beta Fork.
Yeah.
I just closed that page.
38 out of 40.
All right, yeah. James, you tell James how he tried to murder you all, and he looks kind of bummed about it.
All right, so when my Beta Fork reintegrates, I'll tell everybody on the ship through the mesh, listen, Elise is a little bit upset that she tried to murder all of us, so, you know, let's do our best to make her feel welcome.
I'll welcome her back, trust me.
I go to say hi, and everyone's like, oh, God!
Technically, she tried to murder you. Just saying.
Well, if she had done with me, she would have.
Well, it was God's decision who I tried to murder. I had no decision making whatsoever.
Really, it helped me murder Blake, which is just fine with me, even if I did lose part of my arm in the process.
Alright, so you guys land back on Mars and collect your new Elise. She still has that new body smell. While you refuel your ship.
We all got our cards of I'm sorry.
Yeah. Candy.
Or candy.
Thank you, my dear.
So Elise, you got birds. How do you guys react to this?
Right?
Welcome back to the party.
Hi, guys.
Thank
sorry.
You for the present.
Here's a card with some candy. I don't know what anybody likes, so I got you all a generic bag.
Elise, here's how I got to look at it. You're not the first one to try to kill us all. I'm probably going to be the last one either, so I'm not worried about it.
And look on the bright side.
If the price is right, I'd kill you all.
Well, thank you.
Look on the bright side. At least you weren't that good at killing us.
She kind of gives like a halfway smile, like, yeah, wait.
You have a...
you just insulted me.
Was I still soft before you left?
What should I go? Beam weapons or...
whatever you want.
I'm asking the group which one would be
it's
best.
It gives you plus 40 in
whatever is whatever. Your strongest.
And we have the weapons from the armory.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got my rail rifle and my
seat. I wanted to do this game.
See, my beam and kinetic weapons are at 15 each.
Shock gloves?
Shock gloves. Because my unarmed combat's like 65. So if I buy shock gloves, I can do some major damage.
My hands are shock gloves.
Yeah, I'll have shock.
I could increase my spray weapons, bringing up to 95.
I have plenty.
So it's up to you. You don't have to get any. I'm just thinking if you bought the silverware.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna increase
my. Make sure
my,
it's not Chris's though, because he might
my spray weapons, so I get a better chance with that.
Anywhere.
Okay, yeah. So it's so plus it's 40.
Or did you just say Chris on it?
No, Chris says Chris are expensive. This is 5,000 credits.
I have that.
Sure. But that you keep that. So even if you swap that out, you still have that skill.
Because I get a text. I use my pencil call.
So what did you buy it for?
So my shock gloves. Done.
You got it for your...
My spray.
Spray weapons? Okay, yeah. So just, you have spray weapons, skill softs. All right.
What does that give you? 40 points?
Yeah.
Yep.
40 points?
Sweet.
I now have 95 with spray weapons.
That's pretty good.
I need to increase my kill.
You guys could each buy like one quick thing if you want while you're on Mars. But you do have to get going so you can re-sleep Proxy Steel.
I'm good.
I don't need nothing.
All right. So you take back off.
Whee!
You've got like another 10 hours to kill as you go to where Proxy Steel has his back. Is there anything you'd like to do on the ride over there?
Could I talk to my muse about possibly lowering my stress a bit?
Make your muse psychology check.
This is the book so I can see the damage stuff in the gloves.
Doesn't do damage. It just does shock damage. The damage is whatever your unarmed is.
Since Gavin is in the corner eating chips...
I just want to write down all the stats. 59
out of 60.
All right, you can heal back too.
Yay.
Are those numbers of us who are not present currently elsewhere?
No, Gavin's on the ship, and so is Damien.
Okay.
They're playing cards.
Ah!
These shot calls would have worked so
they love cards.
Wow, I rolled a 99 again. You know, you're a bad guy.
Stop doing that.
You should fleece them, Derek, while they're not here.
Exactly.
Teach them a lesson.
I gamble against them and take all their money.
No, you come out even.
Oh, that would never, ever happen in real life. You know that.
Stupid God.
I just rolled and says it does.
Stupid God being fair.
Yeah.
For once.
Yeah, that would never happen in real life either.
Why can't he be fair when we want him to be fair?
Because it's not me, it's the dice.
Ah.
All right, so... 10 hours later, you're sort of floating through nothing in the belt. Proxy Steel has set the coordinates for you. You start to come upon a ship. Gear. Proxy Steel brings it up on the screen. Yes. All right, that's where my backup is.
On the ship?
Yes. I transmitted the IFF code so it won't blow us out of the sky.
That was very kind of you.
I do like being recognized as a friendly.
All right,
you guys take a look. The ship, it really doesn't look like anything special. It's a small transport that looks like it was damaged and now it's just kind of adrift. The exterior, which is all you can see, is really, you know, dirty and pitted from, you know, like rocks hitting it and some scorch marks from weapons. It does not look like the place where you would keep, you know, a backup.
Mm.
That's where he says it is.
Well, you know.
Nice. It's a fine place to keep a backup.
Yeah.
That's where I'd keep my backup if I was important.
It's like in one of those books, you put your stuff on a shelf, and you can't tell which one is real and which one's the same.
Exactly.
I can always tell.
I guess I will, speak to the ship's AI and say, Sheila 2, bring us in for dock with that.
All right, she...
ships. What's the size difference in our ship and this ship?
It's a cargo.
Are we in zero G?
Yes. And give me a test for your thing.
Well, we've been in zero.
That's true. Yeah, you've been in.
We've had Doc Skelax duct taped to the bulkhead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So it's a good deal bigger than your ship.
Okay.
I mean, you're a courier ship.
Right.
Your ship's designed for getting to point A to point B as fast as possible.
Right.
This is a transport ship.
That's no moon.
That's a space station.
So it's not quite that large.
Is it a consular ship?
No. So you, Sheila 2 docks, and Proxy Steel tells you, all right, I'm too important to risk in there, so I'm going to stay here. Damien and
Gavin
could stay and keep me company.
What a perfect plan.
Well,
if anything comes out at you, Damien's got your back. Gavin...
You can talk him out of it.
Yeah.
One tiny little thing. I don't remember what security measures I have in place on the ship. There's definitely something. But I don't remember what.
Let me guess. All of that information is probably in your backup.
Yes, well, you know what, Mr. Crow? Why don't we cut out 99% of your brain and see how well you function?
I'd rather not, thank you. In fact, I'm sorry, I was so crass.
Apology accepted.
Do you think it's worth us trying to hack into the ship's onboard systems? Yeah, that's what I figured.
What was that, Will?
Oh, my phone's still on.
Yeah, what did it say?
Oh, it's Chevy Chase saying, fix the new post in Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
With his chainsaw.
Yeah, Proxy Steel gives his best approximation of a laugh through his mouth speaker.
And I say, that's what I figured.
I coded the ship systems myself. That's not going to work.
Can you?
Elise kind of looks hesitant about hacking something super...
This is outside your league, James.
That's what I'm saying. When it was mentioned, Elise, about hacking, Elise kind of went like, oh, maybe not so soon.
Yeah. Oh. Can't be afraid to go hacking again. Get back on the horse.
Well, here's hoping that there's a way around them.
All right.
Well, there'd have to be some way to get through. I needed to access my backups or send anyone
the codes.
So, okay, it's a cargo ship, so I'll leave my sniper rifle on the transport. There's a reason to carry that through a cargo ship.
I'm thinking we go in, Dalton and I take point. Doc and Elise go in the middle, because we might need a hacker and we might need a doctor. Although hopefully we won't need either. And we'll have... what's his face?
Our bodyguard.
Amir will take the rear.
Okay.
So Amir in the rear.
Hey-yo!
I knew you were going to ride that.
Rear.
In a cloud.
Your
steel opens the airlock, you can see that through the other side is what looks like a brightly lit hallway.
Okay.
Very white.
Is there atmosphere?
Yes.
Ryan accept?
Oh, okay.
It is a very tastefully decorated hallway.
Yes.
I
mean, you can only see, quote unquote, down.
Yeah.
What's through the airlock?
I can pop up my guardian angel.
You dock up on top of the ship. The bottom of your courier ship is docked at the top of the transport ship. You're at the rear of the ship.
Well, it's zero G, so up and down are meaningless.
As you said, Lucas, why don't you guys take point?
All right. Before we go into the ship, can I make a perception check just to see if I can spot anything out of the ordinary in the hallway?
You have to, stick your head in to see.
Can I pop my guardian angel?
Or use those magic
as
yours.
Can send your guardian angel in.
All
right. I was going to say, I've got a camera on my oh, no, that was my other rifle I had. I had a camera that was linked to my mesh inserts.
Bought another TACnet while we were...
Whatever.
Oh, I didn't remind you.
You know what, though? The TACnet kind of saved us last time.
Not having the TACnet.
I'm not going to run and touch any computers that that what's his face touches.
Blake Diaz.
Blake touches beforehand.
So give me an interfacing check, James, to send your guardian angel through.
Interfacing.
That's the one thing that you don't have on Caleb from RPPR.
What? And
you'd be like, my players don't have a TACnet.
Anymore they don't.
And he'd be like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
60 out of 65.
All right, yeah, you pilot your guardian angel through. You have to click a few. Are you sure you want to disengage from your perimeter? Yes. But you send it through. It's a white hallway. You take a look around. It's just, you know, a white hallway, well lit.
All right.
It extends in two directions and then curves.
So we'll let it get about 5 feet ahead of us and then we'll follow it in.
All right. You go in. I won't make it make free fall checks.
Yeah.
You go in, and after you all go in, Proxy Steel closes the airlock behind you, just to make sure.
Thanks.
Just in case he accidentally kills us.
So you can go left, or you can go right. The hallway, you're in the center of the hallway. It goes left and right, and then turns. So you can't see down.
Either way.
Do we know which way is towards the cockpit of the... okay.
So imagine, you're at the very back end of the ship.
Okay.
The hallways go like this, and then push forward.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, I don't think either direction is going to be particularly pleasant.
Well, let's go left. Why not?
Sounds good to me.
You're all going to go left?
Splitting up's usually not
I think, yeah,
idea.
Splitting up is probably a bad plan.
I agree.
Okay. All right, so you guys go left. After you all start filing down the hall, a door slides shut behind you.
Of course it
does. And
you're in a white hallway. At the other end, at the far end of the hallway, which seems to run a good length of the ship, there's a door. Or a wall, looks more like. There's no visible opening forward or anything. But written on the door is...
I'd turn back if I was you.
Losers ahead.
Dead inside?
Pi times I.
So,
oh.
Pi... Okay.
I'm not looking on the math problems, you know.
Okay.
0.14.
That's pi. So do any of you have a mathematics skill?
I'm going to say no, but let's see.
I know I's imaginary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any math, no.
All right, so you could do intelligence at base.
Does anyone's muse have a mathematics skill?
If anyone's muse has math...
No.
InfoSec programming perception. Can I use programming? Because
I have accounting.
You do, or your muse does?
My muse
is accounting.
Yeah, you could use. Yeah. Doesn't everyone?
My muse has accounting as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use your muse's accounting skill, but this is what you're going to have to do. You have to interface with the door and start typing in the number. It's like an actual. You don't have to interface with the door. An actual keyboard comes out with a number pad. So you have to physically type in the number.
Okay. Okay.
This is where the trick happens. All of a sudden, a loud, high-pitched, piercing, screeching sound just erupts from the hallway.
Aha.
Everywhere.
Ow. That's supposed to stop your focus.
Which makes it really hard to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
So, first, everyone have your... Who's going to... Only one person can put it in.
Ain't gonna be.
But I'm not touching.
All right, so Will, roll your muse's accounting.
7.
All right, now give me a cog times 3 minus 30.
Cog times 3 minus 30?
Yes.
That would be a 0 for
That's
me.
That's 15.
Roll at 15 to enter the code correctly.
Cog times 3. 45. So, yes, 30. It's back to 15 again. That's a no.
What'd you roll?
Just under at 18.
All right. Will,
just over.
You start typing in numbers and you hit a wrong key and it goes bam, 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 and resets.
It's that hard to use a keypad?
When there's a piercing sound that's designed to make it hard to concentrate?
It's still not that difficult to use a keypad.
Well, then you type in the number.
All right, who's got the best cog times 3 minus 15, minus 30?
It would be the same for me.
That would put mine down to 30. 40, 60, it would put me at 30.
I guess mine would be 30.
All right, so send the die.
I would be at zero, so well, that's why I have my gun out.
He could just tell me the answer.
Okay, you still have to make cop times 3 minus 30. And Will, make cop times 3 minus 30 to correctly relay that to Ed.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't do that. All right.
He tells you the wrong number.
Okay, well, then I'm going to...
Your muse doesn't have a penalty.
Then I'll use my muse. I got a 5.
Oh, also, you also take 1 point of stress.
All of us?
Yes. Eight to punch it in.
Stress. 1 point.
Okay.
Almost back up to a trauma again.
Actually, that's 2 points. Well, 1 extra point of stress. Each failure gives you a point of stress. So you just take 2.
For everybody or?
Everybody.
Okay.
You're all in this hallway, and it's really, really loud.
Okay.
And you succeed in punching it in, Ed?
Yeah.
All right. It back takes you a minute, but you punch in the code. You have to get it to 50 decimal places. And then the sound stops. The keypad retracts. The little slit closes.
A lot of numbers.
And the door slides away.
Oh, okay. It's a long answer. Okay. Then I understand why it was that hard.
Yes. It was. You have to go to 50 digits. Bong,
bong, bong, dig, bong, dig, bong, dip, bong.
That was fun.
Ow.
Yes, there's another hallway. It turns around.
Is there any way to turn off my ears?
I wish.
Did the sound stop?
Yes.
Oh, well, our ears were just assaulted, so we're probably safe from more ear assault.
Ear assault?
Ear assault.
You're never safe from ear assault.
You got some salty ears. I'm just saying.
All right. So what else?
We'll walk down the hall.
All right. Well, you float down the hall.
Yeah.
Again, you come to another white wall. As you walk up, 10 holographic orbs appear in front of it.
Ghosts.
They're each red. Ten holographic red orbs. And
demons.
The words appear on the door. Choose the right one.
Okay. Perception checks?
Sure.
7.
34 out of 50.
29.
Well, this 10's place die has just rolled 3 zeros in a row.
72 out of 80 on my perception.
They're all completely identical.
What about the rest of the room? Is there any clues or hints?
There's a white hallway.
How many holographic spheres are there?
Choose the right one?
10.
10.
So I got to choose how the one on the right.
All right. James. You stick your hand into the orb, it glows green, and disappears, and the wall retracts.
I look at Elise. How?
Well done.
But...
Oh! The right one!
Did you just get that?
Oh! The right... Oh. Clever. Clever.
Okay.
I hate Proxy Steel now.
Because of his literal riddle?
Uh-huh.
Well, I figured math next was the only, like, yeah.
Okay. You go down the hall, same thing. At the end of the door, though, it says, deactivate the other two barriers to pass.
We did.
The other two barriers.
Oh.
Which means we have to go all the way back and go down the other hallway and get and deactivate the two barriers down that way.
So you guys just going to go back?
Well, the door closed behind us, though.
No. That was all the way at the front. I'm sorry, that reopened when you got past the first
door. Thank you. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Anyone got explosives?
All right, so we're... Originally, we assumed there was a hallway this way that went to right. That ran parallel.
So you went down. You went down the left hallway.
Right.
So you got down to the end, opened that door, made a right,
uh-huh.
Came back up. You opened the door again and made another right, and you went down.
Okay.
Now it says open the other two barriers.
Okay.
So you have to go back.
So we have to go back around.
Mm-hmm. So you just have to turn around and go straight, basically.
Yeah, it's not a maze. It's very obvious the direction you came from.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so you go back down the other hallway, go through the right hallway. Again, another long hallway running the length of the ship. Except this one seems to be covered in what looks like silvery palm fronds with fuzzy edges.
Have you seen these before?
Touch those.
I don't think you can give me. Jane, do you have robotics?
Yes.
What do you have?
What is that?
Hardware. Yeah.
I have a 30 in robotics.
Electronics.
Do you have, does anyone have a nanobot skill?
I have, academics for nanotechnology.
Yeah, roll that. That's perfect.
22 out of 40.
Yeah, those are, nano disassemblers.
Hmm.
Usually they're used, like, for industrial things. You just kind of throw something in there and they'll eat it up. They're sometimes used for security. So, give me a perception check. Everybody.
That would be...
Tell me the walls start closing.
22 out of 50.
Oh. Critical failure.
Now you got a crit success.
41 out of 50.
A 7 out of 80.
All right, everyone who passed notices that there is a path through the middle of these palm fronds. Looks like you just have to float your way through. And you don't see it.
I don't see it. I got a 76 out of 50.
Okay. Ryan, you explain it to James if you want.
Okay.
And you don't see it.
Who's the best at free falling?
I was worried for a second that I was going to see a path that
wouldn't
wasn't
it be Will?
There.
I'm not bad.
It didn't Will a bouncer? So it,
yeah.
Wouldn't Will have good free fall?
Whoever got the best free fall should take this ship.
Mine's
I'm not going through there anyway.
Ryan, I'm going to say you get a bonus because you crit succeeded.
I don't think my free fall would be better.
Well, bouncers you're, get bonus yeah, for free fall.
Bounces are designed to be to exist in zero.
What's
G,
my so. What's my bonus?
I don't know. It's calculated.
Yeah.
Into skill.
What's your skill?
Well, it's 55.
All right. Mine's at 60, and I get a bonus, so I guess I'll go.
All right, so Ryan, you can roll it at plus.
I'm at 45, so
you roll it at plus 20 for your crit.
All right.
So, sorry, so you have I'm to make 80. 3 successful free fall checks to get through this thing.
Okay. 35 out of 80 on the first
all right,
one.
You go off. It goes at an angle. You hit the small patch of wall, and roll again to bounce off.
34 out of... Oh, sorry, that's 43.
Okay. You're okay.
Bounce up 43 again.
43 out of 80.
And hit the other small patch, so give me that last free fall check.
Oh, no, Ryan.
God damn it,
no.
99. I'm spending a moxie.
Moxie,
re-roll. No, I can only make that a regular failure, because it's a crit fail.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Ryan, you lose 2 points of kinetic armor.
Just permanently?
Yes.
Okay.
You failed as much as you could possibly fail there, Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, no, okay. If he had rolled 3 crits in a row, it would have been much worse.
No, I mean the 99.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst failure.
It just, you as you're going through, you go boom, boom, and then you sort of brush against it a little bit. And you just sort of hear a as it gouges down your armor.
It's a moment like when I flew into Ryan's closet.
Yeah, Ryan's just like oh, this I can't suck. Do anything about
it. There's not a damn thing I can do about it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I get safely through, and I'm like, oh, I'm okay. And I look down, I'm just in my underpants.
Not quite that bad. There's no door at the end. It's just an open hall.
So, everybody has to go through?
Uh-huh. Or they can wait and you can go ahead by yourself.
I can try and get there.
There's no way for me to deactivate this. I'll send this back to them through the mesh. Or just shout.
Yeah,
there's no way for me to deactivate this. You guys, we have to either go through or...
I'll go through with you.
Or go around.
Well, Brian already went through.
Who's confident in themselves? I show them the little patch that it took out of my armor. These branches mean business.
What are our options?
Stay there or come through and possibly help.
Good luck.
For anyone who's going through, not Ed, because you critically failed your perception check, but if Ryan, you know, can explain to you where to hit, and you can roll plus 10.
Okay.
Can somebody since the doc is tiny, and don't we have like a bird backpack for him?
I don't think so.
I thought we had. Some kind of a zero G apparatus to carry him around.
You can. That's going to make your free fall much more difficult.
Yeah, let's not do that.
And whoever fails is going to damage both of you.
All right, so let's leave the doc on the other side.
Go, I'm okay go, with
go,
that.
Tell. Go around, meet us on the other side. We'll get there eventually.
All right.
All right. Do I need to roll something?
No, you don't have to leave it open.
All right. So yeah, I go with you.
Can I bring?
No, no. Leave the dock here.
Why don't one of you come through?
I have free fall.
Anybody who can free fall, come through.
I really think that somebody should come with me.
At least you go with the dock.
All right. All right.
Right, we'll meet you on the other side.
So you tell us how to get through.
Right.
All right, here we go.
He tells you what you have to do. So Dalton and
one,
Amir.
One all right. Time.
So I get to add 10.
Yeah. You're all right. Free fall plus 10.
30 out of 55.
All right. That's one.
That's an 85 out of 55.
All right. Well, you're still moving forward.
You can you can moxie to re-roll if you want.
If you want. That's not going to stop you from getting through.
Right. Okay, that's fine. I'll keep going.
Well, wait a second.
Will, I'll moxie it.
Will, you, Derek, you lose 2 points of kinetic armor.
Okay.
It just, you know, again.
Right.
As it takes your armor apart on the molecular level.
Okay.
Yeah. And now a third.
9.
All right, you bounce through.
Derek and I are both in our underwear.
Yeah.
Right. Little heart.
This is my free fall.
Right. Next time you get pulled over by a cop for speeding, I want you to look at
him.
Should
have done it.
I'm going to use my
34 and 65.
All right.
26 out of 65.
All right. That's two. One more.
33.
All right. Will, not you go. Boom, boom, boom. And no. Just to show you guys up, as he comes through, he does a little flip.
You should. You're a friggin' bouncer, for Christ's sake. God damn.
That's the landing.
Yeah, and you stick the landing. Well, you stick the landing.
It's not like your body was genetically engineered to do that or anything.
Whatever.
All right. So, like, so there's not even a door at the end.
Hey, look at our stats. Your free fall's higher.
So are you guys just going to walk around the corner?
Yeah.
Okay. You round the bend. Again, another long hallway. No egress at the end. Near the door, the side where you entered about 10 feet
shall
in,
we?
On the quote-unquote ground, there is a pale blue circle. It's hollow in the center. It's lit. It's lit. That's
Doc
all
and
you see.
We'll head back to the...
All right, I'm not going to make you just go back through. All the traps are gone.
I critically fail.
You die.
Come on, guys.
Moving.
The doc's dead.
You critically failed.
What happened?
Moving down a hall with no obstructions at all.
What
it was
this?
Like Yamamoto on that episode of Ninja Warrior. He failed the course while he was just walking from one obstacle to another.
Yeah.
Airlock cycle. Do not press.
All right. Like I said, there's no wall at the end.
Can we attempt a perception? See if you notice anything.
It's just the circle.
All right. So there's a wall on the other side.
Yeah.
This is basically we're at a hallway, big blue circle wall.
Yep. Circle looks like it's big enough for one person.
All right, I guess I'll step into the circle.
You guys have all taken a shot. I can go.
If you want.
All right.
Your turn.
Go ahead, Dalton.
So, Dalton, you sort of position yourself, you know, you bounce off the ceiling, right, into the circle. As your feet touch down, it lights up, and blue light shoots up around you, and there's gravity. You're on the floor.
All right.
And then you hear, doo-doo-doo, and a man walks out of the wall on the other side of the hall.
Do we see any of this?
Oh, yeah, you see it. He just steps out of the wall. He's wearing leather chaps. And a linen shirt and a vest.
Like it was meant for me to
do
this.
10-gallon hats. And
congratulations, you're on the weakest link.
Is it going to be this for anybody?
Yep. He has, that's why it's called Showdown at the AI Corral.
That's what I thought
he
it
has
was.
A Colt revolver hanging low off the, on the holster on his
the
hip.
The Colt?
No. A Colt. Derek, you look down. You have a revolver hanging off your hip. Derek, okay, you know what? You know what this is. I'm not going to make you roll for it. Does anyone have an old Earth history?
I don't think so, no.
I do.
I would love it if you made Derek roll and he critically failed.
Shut up!
All right, what so Will and Ryan, if you want... Give me a sometimes. Sometimes two.
Sometimes three. He wants you to fight him.
I was totally lied to about my videos.
15 out of 30.
Hey, that feller's not a monkey.
Yeah, 91 out of.
All right, well, you have no idea what's going on, Ryan. You remember watching an old movie? This they call this like a showdown. He's gonna get in. He's supposed to be in a gunfight with that guy.
I put my hand on Amir's shoulder and say, "We're about to see Dalton work."
All right,
Dalton. The cowboy looks up at you, pushes up the brim on his hat.
It's called this
says, one. "This town ain't big enough for the two of us."
Oh, it's John Wayne.
And then you hear, dong, dong, 12 times.
All right, I gently lick my fingers. Blow on him a bit.
All right, so give me an initiative check.
All right, that's one die, right?
Draw! And he's going to deliver.
It's an 18.
Bullets. All right, imagine
you're shooting first.
As a cowboy.
So
facing over like another cowboy.
He rolls. Oh, no, he rolls. The 12th chime sounds, and you both draw. So give me kinetic weapons at minus 20 because you're just shooting from the hip.
Okay.
Akos, mm-hmm. I'm taking vid of this because I want to have this on record. This All is right. awesome.
Okay, it would be a 33.
Okay, he failed. So you... And he goes... Bah! And just sort of
dematerializes.
Yeah. And then the light fades from around you and you see the wall of the other side slide open.
Y'all gonna come with me?
That was awesome.
Right. In the meantime, I think Doc is gonna put the moves on Elise.
Seriously?
Yes.
Alright, God press it.
Doc's been wanting to put a moves on Elise since the first game.
So, not that you're alone.
So right, have so, you ever been with a 3-foot crow before?
You ever have a little crow in you? All right, so...
Want to try some?
Ed, well, James, do you want to resist him?
There's no resisting Doc Skeelhex.
Well, she hasn't been drinking, so yeah.
Okay, so Ed, give me a persuasion check. James, give me kinesics.
Kinesics.
Or, say kinesics or, yeah, kinesics. To see that he is, you know, to try to figure out what he's doing.
All right, I got 12 out of 45.
All right, let's see. That's persuasion, you said?
Unless you want to, you know, lie to her, in which case it would be deception.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell her...
I happen to be a very famous director of XP.
Elise, have I ever told you about the time when I thwarted the pirates of P'nar single-handedly?
All right, so roll deception.
The pirates of P'nar.
That is a 14 out of 85.
All right, okay.
Good choice.
James, you both succeeded. So
He beat Elise's MOS, though. James rolled a 12.
Right. Unless one of you wants to spend a moxie to bump that up to a crit. James, he spins you a yarn. And it's pretty impressive.
She's sitting there.
You've never heard of P'nar, but...
That doesn't sound like a real place, but hell.
Oh, where's P'nar at? All right. Oh, that's really interesting. That's... Wow, what else did you do there?
Well... I managed to make off with their prized jewel that reportedly comes from the center of the universe and has all the beauty of the universe in it. But it is nothing compared to you.
Oh, wow. Lay it on thick there.
That's really thick. I think he has a roll for that.
You want me to make another roll?
Yeah, make a persuasion roll. That's persuasion. James, give me another kinesics check. Unless you just want to let him...
I got 3.
That would be 21 out of 65.
Yeah. That's kind of flattering, James.
She starts to blush. She puts her hand on your wing.
Aren't you asexual, though?
I think so.
What are you right now?
I mean, he's a woman.
No. Right now it's a female.
Yeah.
But you self-identify as female. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, James isn't really... He's like a mirror in that regard.
Well, yeah, I think his ruster... Your ruster has...
My ruster...
His ruster was gender neutral, yeah. But right. Elise herself is just... You know, asexual.
Doc only cares about aesthetics.
Okay.
Makes sense.
She's probably not going to want to have sex with
him. He's a bird. You probably don't want to have sex with her either. You just want to... I don't know.
You're actually going to have sex with a human? Weird.
I'm into that weird trans species.
Yeah, he's not a bioconservative at all.
Kirk did it.
All right, so just you know, you're blushing and you put your hand on his wing, and then the door next to you slides open.
I'm going to place my wing on the small of her back, a little closer to her ass than
he likes his
body. The next time we get some downtime, we should go drink together.
I like it.
What'd you say?
Skelax is Martian for freak. High five for that one, Barry. That was awesome.
The door opens up. Doc Skelax, Elise, I didn't realize you were acquainted.
We weren't.
Anyone? Anyone?
No.
Clue?
Yeah,
shut up. I'm just kidding. You don't have to shut up. Shut up. The door, and, you know, those three are standing on the other side. Oh. You guys see Doc Skelax with his wing around Elise.
Someone cold over there or something?
We were just getting to know each other, right, Elise?
Yeah, it was just bonding.
Really, shall we move on then?
I don't get this at all.
No. All right, so the two hallways
converge.
He didn't
pay that sword with the pirates, did he?
Interesting. Like Sheldon Cooper.
The two hallways converge, and then they split off, going forward towards the front of the ship. So now, everyone, give me a perception check.
Okay, Lucas definitely.
That would be a three, boss.
Missed it by two.
Nope, 86 out of 80 is not going to pass.
I'm Moxie to reroll.
26 out of 50.
As long as one person perceives it.
52, I missed it by 6. 46 out of 50.
Not Moxie, right. I have one Moxie.
So everyone who passed, make me a cog plus int plus salve test.
Holy shnikes.
Cog plus
int 45. Plus salve.
Ooh, 7.
That should do it.
That is a failure at 96.
I failed. 58 out of 45.
The three of you, Will and Derek, you don't notice this, but the three of you see on the ground, there is a gold brick. It has some very intricate carves made into the side of it.
God damn you, Alex.
it's very pretty. Ed, Ryan, you want that brick. You want that more than you have wanted anything in your life ever.
I'm going to go grab it.
I'm going to point my gun at Doc Skelax.
All right, so do you make it. Well, everyone roll initiative.
One die, right?
Yeah, and you just add your...
Oh, that's right.
You only need one die, Will.
19.
9 and 18.
That was a 7.
It is 7.
Wait, I'm sorry. Initiative, it's...
You roll one die and add your INIT up top.
11.
I'm at 18.
Right there.
Okay, so that's...
16?
16, yeah.
Derek, what'd you have?
19.
Ryan?
18.
10.
Bill is 10. James, what'd you have?
11.
Okay. So, Ryan, you're going first. Well, Derek... You don't notice this. So Derek and Will don't get an action this turn.
Exactly.
You still don't really know what's going on.
Right.
Ryan, you want the brick.
I see the doc going for it, and gun goes up right at the doc's head.
You're going to take the turn to aim?
Yes. And I'm going to say out loud, don't touch that doc.
All right. Ed, want it.
I know. I'm going to stop in my tracks and turn around. You know what? I can't beat you in a fight. It's all yours. And I'm going to wave him on to it.
Okay. Ryan.
I'm going to walk over and pick it up.
When he walks past me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to slap him on the back and use my eel wear to
To shock me?
To shock him.
All right. Ryan, give me... Do you want to just walk by?
You know what? I'm a little bit on the defensive.
Cause... I'm going to use my deception to make him not on the defensive.
All right, so that... give me a deception check. Ryan, roll.
Kinesics? Okay.
I like that.
50 and 29 out of 50.
That's 43 out of 85.
All right, yeah. All right, I'm a sucker.
Yeah, so... Ryan, he's letting you have it.
In that case, gun drops down to my side, and I like go doe-eyed and start reaching for it with both hands.
Okay. Shock Will, you just wrote it down, or did you not write it down?
I wrote that.
It's your kinetic armor.
It makes you.
But what do you have to roll to resist?
Oh, I don't remember that.
He has to make an.
I thought you just wrote it down.
He has to make an unarmed combat check.
Yeah, well, Ed, give me unarmed combat to actually hit him.
It's 1d10 plus 2.
Man, I have, energy armor.
Well, I'm not trying to hit him. I'm just trying to touch him on the back.
Right, but you still have to, I mean, not to do damage. You still have to roll to hit him.
Make contact.
All right, well, I'm just going to use a moxie because I don't have any.
And it's...
Okay, that's fine.
Unarmed combat. Psalm
divided... It's your total psalm divided by... 10.
That would be like
I don't
one.
Think
it would be, well, like mine's 20, so it would be 2.
A biomorph struck with a shock weapon must make a durability plus energy armor test, using their current durability score reduced by damage they have taken.
Alright, so my durability is 45, and my energy armor is 10, so I have to beat 55.
Right.
And I do. 2.
Okay,
but if that's probably not enough to beat his.
Well, he just used a moxie,
so that's 10.
So he hits you, but you're not incapacitated.
Okay.
So now damage is. Here we go. A biomorph that succeeds the test is shocked but not incapacitated. They suffer half the listed DV and suffer a minus 30 modifier until the end of the next action turn. So what's the damage on... Do you have the damage on your Eelwear, Ed?
Let's see. Axis Shock Gloves is all it says.
Shock Gloves, all right.
Shock Gloves, one sec.
Eelwear was actually above Shock Gloves. You have Shock Gloves or Eelwear?
Eelwear.
They're the same thing in terms of mechanics. One is just biological.
Right.
I think the Shock Gloves did more.
No, it's the same thing. Shock Gloves. Okay. It's... the damage is 1d10 plus Ed's... Ed, what's your damage bonus?
My DV?
Yeah.
1d10 plus 1.
No, your DV is just 1.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you roll
1d10. So you roll 1d10 plus 1.
And then add 1.
That would be 10 plus 1. That's allowed.
All right, so I take a damage.
Yeah.
I take a point.
And you have minus 30 until the next action turn.
Okay.
I'll say, Ryan, that's enough. Well, yeah, it's up to you if you want to let go of the thing or not.
Have I gotten to it yet? Or?
You're reaching for it, and you grab it as Ed slaps you on the back and shocks you.
Okay.
I mean, you still have control of yourself, though. You're not.
Well, I want this thing, right?
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah, I'm going to tuck and roll in that case.
Okay.
And
well, that totally ruins my turn.
Well, I'll say that was speed 2, because you guys sort of laid it down. So this is going to be a new round. And now the rest of you notice that Doc and Lucas seem to be fighting over this gold brick. And now that
stop us.
Amir and Dalton notice it, give me a cog plus int plus sav check.
Okay. Stop us or I'm going to get killed.
Cog plus int
plus 2030,
sav. Which is...
If Ryan didn't pick it up, I was going to take my turn to shoot at it.
Well, there's also, James, you notice there's a pedestal at the far end of the hall. It's not as long as the others. There's a pedestal at the far end that seems to have a brick-shaped indentation in it.
Wait,
put the brick in the indentation.
Well, we got to get it out of Ryan's grasp first.
No, I want the brick. I'm taking it with me.
Cog plus int plus set.
Yeah, I got this.
Okay, that's a 16.
So I got 8.
All right. So you both, you're okay. You notice the brick. It's very pretty. You don't want it, though.
I've seen gold before.
But
this
yeah.
is disturbing.
Lucas and Doc are going at it. All right, so now we're now at full initiative. Derek, what are you going to do?
Guys, put the brick down.
Okay. Ryan?
I have no penalty now.
You're minus 30.
Okay. Oh, at the end of the next action turn. All right. Can I free fall, like flip around to face the dock?
Don't win your shot.
On speed one?
No, he passed his test to not be incapacitated.
Right.
But he still took damage because he attacked him. So you just want to flip around to face him?
Yeah.
Speed one? Give me free fall.
Free fall?
Minus 30 for the.
Yeah. No, 46 out of 30.
All right, Ryan, you try to flip, but you're still kind of tingly.
Nerves fucked. Yeah.
Ed, you're next.
All right. I am going to whip out my particle beam bolter, or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
and shoot Ryan.
Lucas?
Lucas.
All right. Ryan?
Okay.
Fray at half. Wait, one second.
Fray at half.
You get plus 10 to hit.
Okay.
Fray at half minus 30 is 5.
Yeah. Ryan, Fray at half minus 30.
47 out of 60.
Well, then he hit me, because there's no way I could possibly... Well, I could critically fail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you rolled it anyway, yeah.
I'm going to spend... No, it doesn't matter, because he won anyway. Right. If I had spent a moxie to flip it, it would be 4 out of 5, but it's still...
Yeah, he still would have hit,
yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Ed, roll for damage.
All right. Sorry, Ryan. That's 2d10.
How much speed 2 move's going to be?
Plus 4. That's 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 12 AP minus 2.
Okay. So that's your energy armor.
Yeah. Oh, my energy armor.
Right, it's a beam.
Fantastic. So that's
14 total. It's
14
minus 2
AP minus, yeah. So that's 4 damage then.
All right. Does that give you a wound?
Not yet.
Okay. He just shoots you in the back, and pow, that stings. James, what are you doing?
All right. You currently have the brick in your position,
sorry,
right?
Yes.
I tucked and rolled, so I'm cradling this thing.
I'm going to stand in between the two of them, and I'm going to persuade him to
attempt to persuade
them. Attempt
right,
to persuade.
You're going to have to make a free fall check to get in between the two of them.
Okay. Move.
If you want to make that at a penalty, I'll say you could do it fast enough to then try to persuade them to do something else.
Okay.
So it'll be free fall minus 20. To just get... Well, I mean, do you actually want to... Well, if you just talking... Yeah, that's fine. You're just talking, so... That's okay. So the free fall is your action. The talking is free.
Okay.
So give me a free fall check.
I'm going to mox it to switch it to a 17.
Okay.
Out of 50.
So you sort of get between the two of them. Now, give me a persuasion at... What's your persuasion?
20.
Roll a 1 or you fail.
Like, roll both dice?
You have a 1 out of 100 chance of succeeding.
Yes. I'm sorry, no, 0. Double 0.
You have to critically succeed.
Yeah.
Not happening.
All right. You say, guys, stop it! This is crazy! They completely ignore you.
Okay.
And Will.
I'm going to take my shock gloves and shock Doc Seelax to stop him.
Okay. You hear Lucas shouting, "Fry the turkey! Fry the turkey!"
Why are you attacking me?
You're the only one with a firearm.
You did initiate combat.
You opened fire on
me.
That's true. Yeah, I was gonna. You were the one with your gun out.
Yeah,
I was gonna try and maybe like kind of bear hug one, but like he's a bird and like we kind of have feelings for him.
And he does have the eel wear, so if you try to grab him, you're just gonna get shot.
And like I don't think I could subdue Ryan.
He's gonna get shot.
I don't think I could subdue.
Well, you're both
gonna
get shot.
Yeah, you're both gonna get
if
shot.
If you touch me,
Elisa said either. Elisa said either. Don't touch him. He's a very nice bird.
you can't make any contact with someone in the eel wear without causing a shot.
Well, I mean they have to activate it, but it's their skin. Their skin.
Right. The thing is that you have to beat. My like because you have to first feel me like touch you
right.
For it to happen. So
that's just, if I
do it first, I can get the
damage
make
free
fall.
I make perception to see if you see him coming.
That's 19 out of 55.
What did you... I'm going to moxie that.
To what, an 18?
Yeah.
And what did you roll there?
19.
All right, so you can get him, but he knows you're coming. So you make the free fall check, but he knows you're coming. Yeah. So you're both going to get shocked. So we'll make an unarmed combat check. Same for you,
Ed. I'm going to just use moxie.
Well, wait, do you want to punch it, or are you just going to wait for him to grab it?
I'm just going to wait for him to grab it.
So you don't have to.
Oh, my God, what's going on right now? No, I did not make it.
All right, so, Will, you lunge for him and just kind of miscalculate and wind up grabbing nothing. But you bump into him. So, shock, which I left open. So, Will, make a your current durability plus your energy armor test.
Which is
23. Your energy armor is 23, and your durability is 35, so you're rolling against 58. I can come in with a kick for
49.
All right, so you're not incapacitated, but you still take damage. So, Ed, roll your damage.
Which is...
1D10. I was going to try and convince him to put the brick down, and then let's talk about
it. Well,
this.
You keep working on him. We have a crazed guy with a fire on here, all right? Yeah.
All right, so really, your armor soaks it.
He's got what he wants.
You still get minus 30.
Attacking him is not his motivation.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, it's... Yeah. Okay. Round speed two.
Speed two.
Derek.
Okay. Taking advantage of the distraction that is being caused by Amir, I would like to free fall and attempt to strike him across the head.
Okay.
Not with a fire. Unarmed combat. Just right. Want to go in and just cold cock him.
All right. So give me a free fall.
Okay.
Leave your cock out of this, Derek.
It is indeed.
A great check at full. So you get out of it. Remember, you have minus 10 to everything.
That's
you're in.
4 out of 60.
21. 50.
All right, he beats you.
Yeah.
So make an unarmed combat.
There's a 44 out of 50.
Oh, crit!
And your eelware still works, though.
Right.
So Derek, roll for damage.
Okay.
It's armor defeating.
Right.
It's unarmed. You're punching.
Oh, yeah. 1d10 plus 2.
Yeah, plus 0.
Shock anyone who punches me.
That's, yes.
Yep, sucker still punch.
Yeah, yeah. 7.
Right, so
not,
you take 7 damage.
But, yeah, 7.
It's armor defeating.
It's armor defeating?
Yeah, he got a crit.
Okay.
So now Derek, durability plus energy armor.
So I just take 7. I don't. There's no, like, soaking or anything?
18.
You just take 7.
48.
What?
48 is my total.
Okay.
Do I roll
do you
against
use my
that?
Air right now?
Yes.
Okay.
At this point, Lucas is gibbering. Break his beak! Break that bastard's beak! He shot me!
46 out of 48.
Alright, so Ed, roll for damage.
He wants to take the brick from
me! Actually, Will, you didn't take any damage, so you don't have minus 30.
Well, thank you.
That's 5.
Just went.
Does that beat your energy armor?
He's not a hobbit like us. He doesn't know how to love.
Alright, so you're
more like a shot.
A wound?
Yeah.
All right. You punched him in the face, Derek?
Yes.
Yeah, he breaks the bottom part of your beak. It's not off, but it's cracked. It makes talking very painful, so you can't really speak. And
I was tired of hearing his voice anyway.
No.
Okay, so then you have an additional minus 10 to everything.
Oh, wait, yes, I did.
I was just going to stun. I wasn't trying to go to break his beak
still
off.
Broke. You still have the wound, but you can ignore the penalty for it. Speed 2, Ryan.
All right. Can I use my free fall to dodge out of the way? I think I'm not going to go into attack mode. I'm going to go into defend mode.
Okay.
So I just want to keep this brick. I'm going to, you know, like I said, curl up into a little ball, gibbering about, you know, Doc Stelax. Like I said, he's not a hominid like us. He doesn't know how to love.
Doesn't know how to love. I won't make you roll for that if that's all you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just to like get myself out of the way, make myself a smaller target.
Okay, so
I guess.
Make me free fall check then.
All right, minus 30.
Yes.
6 out of 30.
All right. Yeah, you bounce into a more closer to the little pedestal.
Okay.
But there's no one really over there, so you're sort of out of the immediate fracas and curled up into a little ball with your precious brick in the middle. Is anyone else going at speed 2?
I
know you guys pumping yourselves up to speed 3.
Nah.
No.
All right. So next round, Derek.
Alright, well, so what do I... Okay, so I hit him, what do I see? Just...
He screams in pain.
Okay.
He's still got his gun out.
Alright.
When zero G, is there blood floating around now?
No, he just kind of broke his beak.
All right. I think beaks bleed.
Can I attempt a cold shot to knock the weapon out of his hand?
To punch it out?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll even use
punch off his wing.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, whatever. Whatever.
He doesn't want to hit the wing, or else he'll get shocked again.
Right. I want to smack the gun loose. Is what I want to try.
We say it's minus 10.
Okay.
To get and Ed, you can make a fray check.
That's unarmed combat.
Unarmed combat. Yeah.
That would be a failure. 91 out of 430.
And that would be a 33 out of 40 because of the minus 10. So.
Okay. So you roll for that. Well, you just want
to. No, I'm just trying to knock the weapon out.
So Ed, he punches your gun out of your hand.
All
right.
That's all I'm trying to do. And then I'm going to take it. And my speed two move.
Ryan, what are you doing? You're next.
He's
done. He's hiding with my precious.
Okay. Ed, you're next.
I'm gonna lunge at Lucas, screaming, "I have more love in my pinky feather than you do in your entire body."
Your
pink skin.
So we're attacking you, and you're ignoring us.
He wants that brick. All right. So, Ryan, do you want to go full fray this turn then?
I guess I'll do that then.
So roll your fray at double. So that's plus 30.
Plus 30, so it's 90.
Well, it's minus your penalty is minus 20 this turn because of the shock.
Oh, right.
It decreases by 10.
So it's at 70. Either way, 24 out of... All
right, so Ed, make a free fall check.
That is 56 out of 35. I failed.
All right, so Ryan, you jump out of the way. And Ed, you just sort of go sailing past into the spot where he was and smack into the wall. Doesn't hurt, but it's not very graceful.
For a bird, you're pretty terrible at flying.
James? Sure. James?
I have to roll... A pretty much critical success in order to convince him to give up the brick, right?
You don't know what it is. Well, do you have any interest titans?
I think I do.
Someone did.
I think Ryan does.
It's not me.
Or no, any I have of the fall.
I have hypercorp politics and scum drug dealers.
Is my muse attempting to, like...
I did. My muse did.
Your muse has interest titans?
Yeah.
So you can roll your muse's interest titans.
I just love this. We're...
40 out of 40.
Okay. Your muse tells you that what they're fighting over is called a buddy brick. It employs a complex you-gotta-believe-me hack, which is pretty much a mental hack. And what it does is it makes you want the thing. And in this case, what the Titans used to do during the fall is they would drop these bricks and fill them with some sort of poison or nanoswarm or something, and people would want them and take them back to their homes, and then like some sort of time release, and then it would explode and kill them all. As things got weird towards the end of the fall, they would just drop empty ones. But that's why they're fighting over, because Ed and Ryan's brains have been hacked so that they want this. Just it's the scroll work pattern on it. It's a visual thing that hacks your brain and makes you want it.
Interesting.
So that's why you need to roll a critical success to even make them hear what you're saying, because their brains have been rewired that they want this.
We got to put that commission.
Try
or restrain them somehow.
Ryan, maybe you want it so badly you want to hide it in that brick shaped pedestal.
No, this thing's not leaving my arms.
So if you want to try to persuade them again, James...
maybe you bury your young or whatever it is you do, but...
You're going to have to roll a zero.
We humans nurture our babies now.
I got a 33.
That's good, but...
Not good enough.
That's actually a critical failure.
In my part, yeah.
So you manage to scream at... What do you scream out to them? Whatever it is you scream, James.
Thank you, I'll have the fish.
I think the worst thing he can say is, "Give me the brick."
Yeah, James, you go, "Give me the brick, we'll put an end to this." And make it so that they're not going to listen to you at all anymore.
Okay, so that's not going to work anymore.
James says, "Give me the brick so I can get rid of it."
Yes.
And we both just look at you with horror on our faces.
How could you?
You're worse than the goddamn bird.
You saying anything to me?
I mean, it's...
Get the brick!
Your muse doesn't really realize that your brain has been hacked. He's probably saying, what are you doing?
Right, like, wouldn't my muse probably notice that this is odd behavior?
Is it the paperclip pops up? It's like, hey, you need help with this?
It looks like you're trying to kill your friend.
I noticed that you're going on a psychotic rampage.
Want some help? I mean, it's asking you what you're doing, but you're not listening to it. Uh-huh. You're not being dissuaded from this.
I'm gonna let the two of them go.
Make a psychology check to try to stop me?
Sure, it's gonna have to roll 100.
Right.
Or a zero.
I'm gonna let Dalton
roll.
There's a 54.
All right, yeah. What are you doing, buddy? And you just shut up. All right, Will, what are you doing?
I missed Doc Skeelers. Doc Skeelers flew across the room.
I mean, it's not a big room.
Right.
The hallway is maybe like 40 feet long.
How do we stop this?
Well, James, if you want my metagame advice, share what you know with them.
Yeah, I'm trying to say that, but then other people...
Instead of hitting me, get the brick!
The rest of you have no idea
what the hell's going on.
I'm just trying to stop this crazy son of a bitch from shooting
people. So I gotta get to there.
Well,
which I've done.
That, though. You don't know...
Well, when James shouts, give me the brick so I can end this and get rid of it.
Right. I mean, that's because... I mean, you guys see the pedestal.
Right.
With the brick-shaped indentation on it. You don't know that the brick has hacked their brains.
Right. Well, we know something's wrong because they just all of a sudden went nuts.
Right. You know something... You don't know what's wrong, though.
Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Sorry, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Hey, Matt. Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Matt. Bye, bro. So what are you going to do, Will?
What am I going to do? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and get in between Doc Skeelax and Ryan.
You're just going to get between them?
That worked out so well for me when I did it.
Both guns aimed.
You gonna
at both.
So you're gonna stand in the middle and do this?
Yeah.
Alright, so give me a free fall check.
What else am I gonna do?
God, I feel like I'm gonna die.
Well, we can't physically restrain you or else you'll shock anybody who touches you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, of all the people to figure this shit out.
The only person that could possibly talk you guys out of this is not here.
Yeah.
Well, no, he'd still have the same chances of rolling a double aught.
Well, Meyer would have a slightly better chance of it because he's a better speaker.
Right.
I was going to make James roll at minus 50, but since his persuasion is only 20...
Yeah.
Meyer
would have ended this already.
I also have a really high perception. Persuasion. I have 65.
Right. But you don't want to persuade yourself to stop.
So I'm going to free-fall myself over there.
It's persuasion minus 50?
Persuasion at minus 50.
All right.
28 out of 50.
May have to try that.
All right.
That'll give me a 5% chance.
You get between the two of them and point guns at them.
I know what my next action is.
Well, it's speed 2, Derek.
It's throw the brick at Will's head.
Oh, it's throwing the brick in my head. It's
fine. Well, I don't think he's going to be throwing the brick.
Right. I was just joking. That really...
No. And... I'm probably going to say, stop it, the two of you.
All right.
You can say whatever. They're not going to listen to you.
Right. I grab Doc Skeelak's weapon.
Okay.
And I, too... I think the issue here is, if we put ourselves between the two of them, at least we have a chance of stopping the violent part of this.
Okay, so make a free fall check to get between them.
If I didn't have eelware, you could just, like, hold my face.
Yeah, exactly. I could restrain you.
Yeah, I'm a tiny bird.
10 really out of 45.
To restrain you. Who are you aiming at?
I'm actually aiming at Ryan.
Okay. So, Ryan, You see Will hops over and gets between both of you and is pointing guns at the two of you. And then Derek comes up next to him and is pointing Doc Skelax's particle beam bolter right at you.
I see what this fucking is. This is a conspiracy. You're with the animals, Amir, aren't you?
Not with anybody.
It's your turn, Ryan. What are you going to do?
I won't let you take it, and I clutch it as close to me as I possibly can.
Put it in your skin pocket.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to put it inside my skin pocket.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
He slips it inside. It has a very gross bulge in his skin.
It's not a tumor.
Listen, any of you wants to take this from me, you're going to have to fight me for it. And I won't go down as easily as Bird Brain over here.
There's three of us.
Coffee is free?
Yeah.
I mean, if...
Guys, what is going on?
I guess that's my cue to...
Well, you're going to have to take a turn.
Yeah.
I'm taking a defensive position, right. You know, just sort of putting my dukes up.
And that's speed two. So we're back to speed one in the next round.
Right.
So, Derek. James, if you want, you could take your turn to tell them. I mean, that's complex information, you know.
Yeah.
You have to say, oh, you know, it's a mind hack. They're fighting over the brick. That's still going to take, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to make that your turn, you can.
It is going to be my turn.
All right. So at the end of speed one, you guys will know what's going on. But right now it's on Derek.
All right. I'm gonna attempt to.
I mean, Ryan,
I don't know yet.
Lucas is in a defensive position. He's ready for you to come at him.
All right, what is he doing?
He's not. You don't know yet.
No, but I mean, we're okay. I'm sorry. We put ourselves between the two of them.
Right.
He's in a defensive stance. Where is he?
Doc splatted against the wall.
Okay.
So he's at the wall.
All right,
I Tengu warrior myself.
I was waiting to use the quote, but I wasn't. Gonna, I was sitting.
All right,
like,
then okay. So
speaking of which,
I'm gonna turn. I'm gonna turn and cover Doc Skelax.
Can't believe it.
Because he's in a defensive stance.
Right.
So I just turn to cover Doc Skelax.
Okay.
Speaking at the same time, we do not need to do this.
All right, so you spin and turn.
Yeah,
Mackie.
So that's what I'm trying to make him realize I'm not at him. I'm just we're trying to stop this whole situation.
Right. All right. So Ryan, you're at 18.
All right. In that case, if he's facing Skelax and Derek is
Dalton is facing Skelax.
Right,
Will's
like
not
this,
really facing
like
Will's,
this.
Will's got
Will's pointing guns at both of you.
All right. I'm gonna make a beeline for the hatch out.
Okay, so give me a free fall check.
59 out of 60.
Oh,
all right.
Holy
so
shit.
He's
getting out of there.
Yeah. I see that your attention is dropped for like a second, and I just push off and.
Next up is Ed.
I'm gonna shout after him.
Lucas. They're both against us. We need to protect the brick together.
Are you going to go after him, or are you just shouting that?
I'm running after him.
Well, you can't run. It's 0-2.
All right, well, I'm sort of going to...
Free fall after him?
I'm going to go after him.
And also, you can't really talk so well because your beak is shattered. Yeah. So Lucas, we have to protect the brick together.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway because I'm going to try to use my deception.
Throw a broken bell.
Are you going to physically try to catch up with him, or are you just moving in his direction?
Just moving in his direction.
All right, so give me a deception check. And minus 20, because you can't really speak.
You said that I ignore my
You ignore the minus 10 penalty.
Right, but not
your
the
body
pain.
Is still physically damaged.
Oh, okay.
It does. It's not the pain isn't stopping you from doing anything. But if I cut your lip off, still going to be hard to speak, even if it doesn't hurt you.
Okay. That is 32 out of 65.
Okay. So, Ryan, give me kinesics.
No, 60 out of 55.
Okay. Doc, he's right. They're all after
Doc,
your brick.
Doc seems to be on my side.
Yeah. He knows how important the brick is.
All right. I'll yell back, Doc, you distract him. I'll get the brick out of here.
We're all right here. We can hear you.
Speaking of which, James, it's your turn.
I'm going to have to chase after Lucas. Not Luke. Wait.
You still have to tell them.
Oh, that was my turn. Yeah. That,
all right. So your turn is explaining to them what's going on. So, Will, what are you doing?
The brick is a brain hack. They don't know any better.
You don't know yet.
The brick is a lie.
The brick is a lie.
He's explaining it to you while you're doing stuff.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Well, do I see Ryan?
You see Lucas bolting. He goes zooming past you. And Doc Skelax turns and goes, Lucas, we have to protect the brick together.
Can I try and jump in front of
Ryan? From Odo to Jacob Marley.
Ryan's already pet. You can go chase him after him and try to grab him.
Can I aim my gun at I love this game.
I love you, Ryan.
Try and subdue him again.
I love you too, Ed.
Are you going to shoot him?
I hope we don't end up killing each other.
Well, more likely you'll just kill me.
Although you've been landing all the good shots on him. You've been... successfully.
Yeah, you got me with the blaster bolt.
You shot him and you electrocuted him.
I'm with you.
And now he believes that you're on his side.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, do you remember what your free fall score was?
60.
No, what you rolled?
Oh, 59.
Right. Give me a free fall check.
My free fall's not as fat, as not as much as his. So.
Okay, well, if you want, so you can't actually catch him, but you can follow him. Unless you get a crit. In which case, you catch him.
Oh, please crit. No, 28 out of 55.
All right. You take off after. You're a few feet behind him, but he's ahead of you.
Okay.
All right, speed two. Derek. The brick is a brain hack.
Now I know. The brick. Ding! All right,
It looks like you need it to proceed.
Right. I'm going to attempt. It's a brain hack, so I'm going to attempt to say the only thing I can think of that's going to bring Lucas down. I have 5% chance to do it.
All right. Roll it.
I say out loud, as I roll this, Lucas, this isn't like you. The mission is the thing. And that ain't going to do it. 34. Not a critical failure, but...
he goes zooming by. Flips you off. Ryan, Dalton goes, the mission's the thing. This isn't like you. It's your turn. Speed two.
Is there any role that I can make to sort of come to my senses?
Ryan says, 2 weeks.
You could try to make another conquest. You can make a straight will check to try to... What's your will?
My will is at 15.
So you can make a straight will check.
That's my will.
To try to resist the effects of the brick.
I'll try it.
Throw bottles at my will.
God damn it. No, critical failure.
What?
Oh,
22.
All right, so Ryan, that was your last will check to try to resist the effects of the brick.
I drink all the Kool-Aid.
Oh, it is good.
What do we have to roll to?
Straight will.
Just will?
Just will.
Just will.
That's the name of my album? Just will?
I'm doing it too.
You know what?
Can't mock it.
Uh-oh.
Drop my dice.
It's next to Will's foot.
Came back to me.
Yeah, I'd like to free fall a little harder to... That's a critical success. 33 out of 60.
All right.
What? You critically said free falling?
Yes.
Can I moxie that? Like, not moxie to automatic.
Make it an 8?
Yeah.
It's not going to...
Well,
it's not going to make you permanently... You know, it's not going to cure you, but it'll give you a turn of clarity.
Okay. You'll get all swayed. What the hell
am I doing?
You'll
be like, wait a minute, what the hell am I doing?
I just shot Lucas.
Right, I have an idea. I'm going to do it.
All right. So, yeah, spend a moxie. That'll be for next turn. Ryan, you?
I'm booking out of there.
Will, you think I have speed, too.
I do.
You haven't been going at speeds. You have to bump your neurochem. Do you want to start using your neurochem? Because you haven't taken one speed 2 action this entire...
Speed 2.
Did you hack a door and close it?
Well, then say something.
I did.
I could try. It's up to God.
Dalton, what are you doing? Well, actually, Derek's first. You yelled at him. That didn't work.
That was a speed 2 action. He free-falled.
Right. And I critically failed my will check.
Right. So, Will, what are you doing?
So I watch his...
He bounces going off after a wall him. And boom. You can keep chasing him.
Come on, bouncer.
I'm going to... I have to stop him at this point.
You got Lucas back here.
And I can't catch him.
Shoot him?
I'm going to shoot him.
You're going to shoot him.
All right. So, Will,
he's not him right now. His brain is hacked.
Further pushing his resolve.
Ryan, give me Frey half.
Okay. Nope. 59 out of 35.
I think Ryan's going to be very,
I'm
going to
get
hurt.
Shot. What are you shooting me with?
You could have caught him this next
whatever.
What am
I shooting you with? I'm shooting you with a heavy pistol.
With his penis.
And I'm going on burst fire.
Oh my god!
Are you going for to hit or?
I used to like you, Will.
All right,
you
fine.
Plus 10.
Fine. One shot.
So you're going normal single shot.
Normal single shot.
All right, so roll to hit him. Kinetic weapon.
I'm gonna just vaporize him.
I'm just gonna incinerate him. That's.
I'm gonna blow up this nuclear device.
Will, I like your hat.
Oh my god, are you serious? No, my gun jammed.
Well, that's not a critical failure. You just miss.
Yeah, I missed.
All right, Brian. You hear a bullet hit the bulkhead in front of you.
I turn around. Jesus Christ, Amir.
Hey, at least it stopped you.
It stopped you, didn't it?
Well, I mean, he's free-falling. He's still moving.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no real...
I whirl around.
All right, so
Lucas,
Derek.
Lucas, get back here now. We need the break... Move on.
All right, well, you guys think I really have to pick.
All right. The hell can I do?
I know what I'm going to do this turn.
You can come help me with getting Ryan back in the room.
I'm probably going to shoot Amir.
What's that? You're probably going to shoot Amir?
I'm going to shoot Amir. Amir's getting shot. He shot at me and the brick.
Nice.
Nobody hurts my brick.
I'm gonna say, Amir missed on purpose. He's on the brick side. Mm-hmm. You could trust him with the brick.
Yeah, do that.
In my moment of clarity.
She did that.
I mean...
Maybe we should go on the brick side here. And he'll come back.
If you guys can persuade us that you're not going to take it from us, which I don't know why we would believe you. I'm
right,
not going to believe
thing.
You.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I can't persuade point. You guys from anything anymore. I was going to try and persuade you that the whole, put the brick
the
in the
brick
box
has
for
a
safety
purpose.
While you take out Doc Skelax.
I'll space this whole place to save that brick. This is... This is some serious shit here. This is an uplift conspiracy. And I can say that because I'm bioconservative.
I don't also do.
Ryan might get killed.
Yeah. Well, I might get killed. You might get killed. I love how the most damaging thing on this fucking ship is us.
Well, you see, I have the luxury, Ryan, in the situation of not really being much of a threat.
Yeah, no, I'm
currently he has no weapon.
Like, they need to kill you to get that brick back.
I have
brick from me. They just need to
beat your beak in a little bit.
You just have to.
And we are firewall agents, and we have to get.
You just.
I'm
just
trying to
go.
So, Derek, what are you doing?
I'm going to attempt free fall and pursuit.
All right, now, for anyone who's not Will, you have to make a free fall check before you actually can shoot Ryan, because he's
right.
out down the hall now.
That's fine. I'm gonna pursue, free fall and pursue. And talking is free, I'm going to say, at least close the door.
Alex, why'd you have to remind me of that? I'm sorry. To live with every day.
45 out of 45.
All right, you bounce like a pro and start following him down the hall. Damn. Ryan?
These guys are still my teammates, and I don't want to hurt them if I don't have to, but I do want to protect the brick from them.
Okay.
So I'm gonna can I lay down some suppressive fire, like just you know spray just around.
Just put it on full auto and
yeah, just so that they at least have to seek cover and not you know.
Do you want to purposefully not hit anything?
Yeah. If I can avoid it.
Okay, so you give me... so you're going to go plus 30 to not hit?
Yes.
All right, yeah, so roll at plus 30.
Critical fit.
Well, that would make his... You know, that would probably damage his gun. Well, no.
That's all right.
All right, I'm going to try not to shoot anything.
I shoot everything.
All right, I'm going to spend a Moxie to reverse that, because I rolled a 95 out of 90. So
all right, so 59. So 59.
Amir was getting an arm off.
Will, unless you want to get shot, make a Frey check. Dalton, too.
Okay. You got an arm off.
At half. Frey at half.
Frey at half. Hold on.
Or you could just try to fly through his cloud of bullets.
Frey at half.
Wait, if the Frey at half, is that flying through the cloud of bullets?
Frey at half is to dodge getting shot.
Okay.
Or you can just fly through his cloud of bullets.
27?
And hope for the best.
Wait, yeah. What's your fray?
55,
yeah, 20, 28.
Yeah.
28.
Round up. Give yourself an extra point. Why not?
Or you can fly through his cloud of bullets and hope for the best.
I'm trying to think what... I do have strong armor, so...
It's up to you.
I'm trying to think activities, action speaking. He would have an opportunity to dodge. I wouldn't.
Well, no, dodge is automatic.
Okay, well, I'm okay.
Well, no, you get the opportunity to dodge. Dodge is automatic.
Okay.
You always get the opportunity to dodge unless it's a surprise attack against you.
But this.
Will still has a turn. So Will could either try to willfully fly through the cloud of bullets, or he gets his automatic dodge.
Well, you're not trying to hit me, right? So if I
I'm trying,
you don't know that.
I'm trying to make you jump out of the way so that I can keep going.
He's trying to incentivize you to slow down for a second.
To not be where you are, so as to not get hit shredded by lead.
So if I'm just going to continue, do I roll anything?
You roll Frey at half.
Okay.
I have strong armor, so I'm going to continue.
Okay, so you... All right, so well then we'll get to that on your turn, Will. That was Ryan. Ed.
I'm going to keep heading in the direction of the brick.
Okay.
But in my moment of clarity, I'm going to shout to Ryan... Lucas is on... Amir is on the brick side. He missed you on purpose. We can trust him.
All right, so give me... do you want a free fall to try to follow him?
No.
Okay. So you're going to have to send the message over the mesh because you're not going to get in the hallway.
Okay.
So give me a persuasion check at minus 50.
I'm lying.
Or deception at minus 50.
Okay.
And Ryan, give me a kinesics.
All right.
You bought his bullshit
that
already.
Is 15 out of 25.
I fail. 52 out of.
Oh, sounds
50.
Good to Ryan.
That's a good point. Amir missed you on purpose.
All right.
Right, I hear that's Elix, right?
Well, I'm going to say it to both of them on the mesh. So.
Will, give me. Give me an idea check. Either INT in times three or COG times three.
Can I send two different messages at once on the mesh?
No, it's one at a time.
You could take
a second later to send a message to Amir saying play along if you want.
I'll do that.
All right, so Will, you don't have to do that.
Okay, I failed it.
Doc Skelock sends you a message saying play along. And you go, what? And then he sends out that message that you're on the brick side.
Oh, so, yeah. Yes, on the brick side.
James, you're up.
Listen to the doc.
I would like to send a message to Damien and Gavin about the situation to not let Ryan back onto
the
ship.
I sent the message.
Can't reach them.
Okay. Is there any way I could close the door so that he can't go any further?
You don't see anything for you to interface with.
Oh, that sucks.
Guess my only option really is to keep following and, and try and get him to stop.
All right, so give me a free fall.
Yeah.
18 out of 50.
All right. So, Will.
Yeah.
You are just going to fly through his cloud of bolts. What did you roll to shoot, Ryan?
It's okay. Well, it was a 59.
You did gray at full.
It was because I rolled a 95 and a 90, and then I flipped it. It was a 59.
Yeah.
42 out of 55.
All right, you kind of shield yourself and go flying through. Don't get hit.
They go everywhere. Because
I was trying not to hit.
Right.
So if he failed worse than I tried not to hit, then yeah. Okay, I got right. The way you did that.
Okay. Scream out.
Come back.
He dodged the spaces you left.
Amir comes flying through your cloud of bullets, and then you hear Doc Skelax go, Amir's on the side of the brick. He missed you on purpose.
Can I kinesics check? Because the doc persuaded me, but I still want to, you know, I'm paranoid.
Right.
I want a kinesics.
You have to ask him something.
I've been a brick, are you?
I would say it should probably be at a penalty because I've duped him twice now.
Yeah. What could I ask him?
What is the brick?
Do I have to
color?
Ask him something, or can I just like read his reaction?
Reaction to what?
Well, Doc Skelax broadcast that message to everyone, right?
Right.
So if he's like, you know, kind of shocked and looking stupefied, I know okay. He's
so,
probably...
So, give me persuasion at plus 10.
Cool.
And Ryan, roll kinesics at minus 10.
Okay.
But you're slightly more inclined to believe him.
God damn it, Will.
73.
Moxie, re-roll. Moxie, not a Moxie.
Oh, 73 out of... 73 out of 40? Yeah, 40. 73 out of 40, so I failed pretty hard.
Will, what did you roll?
57 out of 50. I mean, out of 40.
So he failed less.
So Will failed less.
Right. So, Ryan, you don't trust him implicitly, but you're willing to go along with him.
They're trying to take it from us. Amir, point your gun where it needs to be pointed.
I'm going to try and...
How close are you? Take a shot? Crack him in the face!
Use your shot gloves on him.
Oh, I could use my shot gloves on him.
How close is Amir?
He's within striking distance.
Okay.
Shot glove him. I got your back, buddy. For those that didn't see, I put my hand on his shoulder.
It's you and me, pal.
If you grab him and shock him, you will shock yourself.
I'm badass.
Why would you want to shock yourself?
That's shock.
Well, he only has something to prove. So
I will. Like I think I'm pushing. Like
it's a glove. You could just do this.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
On the back. All right, so give me an unarmed combat check.
Unarmed combat check.
Can I fray? Because
you trust him.
Right.
Well, you said I don't trust him implicitly.
But you're willing to go along with him. Now.
Right, but he's not...
He's not doing anything threatening.
Punching you.
Okay. Right.
47 out of 65.
Okay, so Ryan, durability plus your current durability.
Okay, that's 45.
Everybody's I have shock gloves too.
No, 79.
It's electric.
Okay, Will, you boom and he and Ryan gets incapacitated. So Ryan, you're stunned for a turn.
All right, I'm not going to Moxie to re-roll that.
All right, so Will, you have to reach into his skin pouch and take it.
You can call that metagaming if you want.
That's fine.
I'm going to...
Can I reach into his skin pouch and, since I'm throwing on the holy, then Derek, I throw it to him?
You want to toss it to him?
As you reach into my vac suit to fiddle around in my skin pouch, Lucas gives you the look of this look of deepest hatred. And
how could you do this to me?
Fucking species traitor.
So Will, you pull it out. Now give me a Will times 3 check.
Because you got a fish rod in the flesh.
Not that. This is a really pretty brick.
Don't hit directly at the brick.
No, I don't want to hit the brick while I'm doing it.
Well, you gotta look for it. Like, he knows that. He could do this.
Okay, so.
Yeah, like.
All right, so what are you gonna. So you reach in, you find, you don't really look at it. Now, what are you doing with it?
You're better off to just come back.
I'm going to come back and not look at it.
Okay, give me a football check.
Zero stones, zero crates.
That's right.
Oh.
What am I supposed to do 30. With an empty case?
All right, so, Will, you managed to get all the way down the hall before Ryan regains control of himself. Ryan, son of a bitch took your breath.
Also,
son of a bitch is getting shot.
Ed, give me another Will check.
I'm going to punch him
straight up.
I rolled a one.
Okay. You have control of yourself for another round, so you don't want to just grab it from Will. As
that's what I was going to do, but I rolled a one.
Unless you don't want to make the Will check.
No, I did. I want this to end.
All right, so Will, Doc, you're like holding yourself back.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
What do you do?
Get past. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Don't look at me.
All right, you place it down on the pedestal. It sort of lights up and sinks down and gets sealed over. And Ryan and Ed, you don't really want the brick anymore. I mean, it would be nice to have, but it's not an overwhelming compulsion.
All right, about the shock.
Can we say that this happens as soon as Will gets down the hall and I regain control of myself? My railgun comes out. I shoot out the empty clip, replace it with a new one, and you know. Take careful aim, son of a... What?
What's that all about?
Can I patch up my beak?
You got a back suit.
Give me a medicine check.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so I'm reloaded.
That is 57 out of 70.
Hey, you know what? Out of my luck?
Yeah, you patch your beak back up.
All right. If I was as successful with Ryan, I would have thrown it. I would have made it all the way back. And I got shot by a railgun. Gotten below the
either that, or he would have stolen a brick and had to keep going with his ass again.
Yeah.
Gotten below the smithereens. And poor Amir has gotten blown to bits again.
And rolled a one.
All right. So you put the brick in the pedestal. It sinks down. It gets sealed over. And then the whole pedestal just sinks into the floor. And when it does, there's sort of a chime, and all the walls you are going through also sink into the floor, and the whole ship opens up. And it's just one huge cargo space, and it, much like Proxy Steel's base, it's just ringed with servers.
Holy cow.
Can I have my gun back, please? I won't shoot anyone, I promise.
And as the walls descend, your comms light up.
Can you give me back my gun?
Yeah, okay.
What's going on? I've been trying to reach... Hello, is anyone there?
We're here, Proxy.
Oh, what happened?
You sent us.
Yeah, I know that.
Hi, Matt.
We happened. Had a little run-in with some kind of brain hack.
I shot everybody.
You're a son of a bitch, Proxy, but we got it done.
I've heard worse. The airlock opens at the far end of the ship, and he comes down. The end opposite where you entered is the cockpit, and he bounces over.
Like a pro?
What?
Like a pro?
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
The boss.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he goes, oh, thank God. And he starts interfacing with the cockpit, with the terminal of the cockpit.
And his eyes glow red.
No. Shit!
Don't tell me this was for nothing.
Not exactly.
Which means it's almost.
Although there was a button over here you could have pressed and avoided all of this.
No, the backup is password protected.
It's a
2 million character alphanumeric password, which I don't have and would take quite a while to hack. Or we could insert a key. He get gestures to indentation in the console. He's like, I don't know what it is. Look, there has to be something. Look around. I would have left a clue.
It's in the shape of a brick.
So everyone can...
28 out of
60,
55.
What's my perception?
6 out of 50.
65 out of 80.
55?
Nice. 65. 97 out of 50.
What'd you roll that?
28 out of 55.
All right, so James had the best. So, James, I mean, this place is spotless. Like, you could eat off this floor. There's nothing in here.
I'm going to.
If there wasn't a spatter of Ed's blood
Except for that. But you notice...
No, beaks don't bleed. We've been on this.
Under the console, you see a pebble, which seems rather out of place.
It's a nano pebble. Don't touch it.
I want that pebble.
I give Proxy Black's attention. I say, Proxy Steel, sorry. Attention, and I point to the pebble. And
he looks down. He picks it up. Oh.
And then he eats it.
No, he doesn't eat it.
Not a pebble at all, is it?
You guys are going to have to turn your heads. I can't do this with you.
Here's where I left my vitamins.
So this pebble is coated in a nanopolymer that I developed that stores terabytes of information. This is the clue. He holds up the palm of his hand, yet it glows, and a little holographic display shows up. The first thing you see...
If you are reading this, I am dead.
No. It shows a map of the belt, and then one spot pinned, and it zooms in. And there's an asteroid. And then you see a tag shows up that says 382 Dodonda. And then it zooms in, and you can see some sort of facility on the surface that's tagged FJ-0035. Then it zooms in again inside the facility. And then you see some sort of storage facility. And then it zooms in again to a box. And you can see it's a box 34.
Can I see the storage facility?
You didn't say the magic word.
What is the magic word?
Please.
Ghostbusters.
It says 34 under Deborah Wells. And then it just sort of fizzles out.
So we have to go somewhere else to get the key.
On the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, apparently that's a Fajin mining colony. I must have left the key with that Deborah Wells. It's not far from here, a few hours by shuttle.
Are there going to be booby traps there that you don't remember?
Considering it's a HyperCorp-owned colony, I probably didn't booby trap it.
Good.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
That's what I said, booby traps. I can probably get at least one of us on that station.
Good.
If I use my contacts.
He just sort of, I wonder. He goes to the console again. And he's like, I just compared it with the list that you recovered from Blake Diaz. It seems that Fajing Mining Colony FJ-0035 is one of the targets of the Prometheus Syndicates.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we have to be careful.
Back to the ship.
All right.
Everybody back to the Sheila.
Everybody back to the ship.
Any chance
we can't take this ship, could we? It's a cargo ship.
Any chance of us getting that brick?
You could, but it's... I mean,
there's
anything
sensitive,
happens to the ship...
There's sensitive material on it. Yeah.
I gotcha. That was my point. Like, you know, but I guess it's safe enough to be left here.
Right. Yeah. Also, your courier ship is faster.
It looks like a derelict, too, so nobody's going to investigate it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm guessing he said he had some kind of a security code if salvagers or scavengers came by looking to pick up stuff, it would blow them out of space.
Yeah, there's an IFF code.
All right.
All right, so, yeah, showdown at the AI Corral. The buddy brick part went a lot better than I was expecting.
Can I beta fork myself and put all of my psychosurgery into it and then psychosurgery my zero-G nausea away?
No, because you don't have anywhere to put the fork. You have to download... You can't just do it in your head. You have to download the person into an ego bridge.
Or you could, as long as you have, like, one device, it can run... You can't run an ego on a peripheral, but you can run an ego on an ecto, or...
Right, you have to download...
Yeah, you would need something to actually house your copy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we were back on Mars, you could, you know, like, go to a public access server, instantiate yourself there, and do it, but...
Yeah, not while you're on the go like this.
Okay.
Well, also, isn't that a morph defect? So
yeah,
that's
a morph trait, too.
That's, like, biologically hardwired, like, you're, you know... Your body isn't capable of dealing with the...
Okay.
The zero-G.
You could spend money. It would be like 10,000 credits.
To have an upgrade done.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you just get horrible vertigo and nausea.
It's like your inner ear is messed up or something. All right, so res points. Everybody gets 3.
Yeah.
Ed and Ryan, you get an extra one for very well for playing the buddy break.
Nice.
Everybody gets 3?
Everybody gets 3.
We get 4.
And then Ed and Ryan get 4, and then you each get 1 nomination. So, Will?
Gotta go with Derek and his duel.
That was fucking awesome. Critical success, too. You just blew him away in one turn. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Derek as well, because that was...
James?
I'm also going with Derek, because that was a lot of fun.
Derek?
I'm gonna go for Ed, for rolling a 1 when he needed to roll it back.
Alright, Ed.
I am gonna go with Ryan for... playing that well.
Getting shot like a sport.
Yeah.
All right. Very good, gentlemen. And next time, we shall see you all aboard the Fajing Mining Colony. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Bye.
Yeah. When is anything ever fun when we do something?
Drizzle sucks.